Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Well, who knew Sons in Four was a prophecy? Welcome to the Airboats Podcast. I'm Jamel.
Hey, who knew? I'm thinking Hooters tonight with the fellas was a prophecy.
Come on, man. Good win tonight with fellas.
We are recording this. I'm Peter. Benner is away right now trying to figure out how to give his meniscus to Joel Embiid. Moments before we hit record, the Joker was just ejected from Game 4, which you can pretty much say now is probably going to be an actual Suns and Four situation. And, man.
I don't want to assume, all right, because we're going to be reacting to this in real time, and we're only doing this because the hot ref is working this game.
Very, very hot. Chippendale's adjacent. Magic Mike, if you will.
Yeah, it's like it's the dad next door.
He's the DILF of the refs.
And Cameron Payne's still in the game. If he didn't really have a broken nose, I think the Jokic should still stay. Come on, Cameron Payne wasn't upset. And he got ball. Yo, if you get ball.
That's fair. No one in Denver in their right minds, though, is going to say that this swayed anything. You guys were losing this game no matter what. You were giving it our life is on the line game for all.
Yeah.
Regardless. I almost want to give more props also to Devin Booker. I feel like his reaction helped, you know, get to that decision.
Hey, you got to sell it. At least one person in Denver is willing to put hands on somebody. Hey, one Suns fan in the arena beating everybody's ass? Now, Jokic, you have to get the MVP human bear to almost kill somebody?
I mean, this game is out. They should honestly just call this game right now and let the Suns get out of the arena safe.
What if JaVale McGee wins them this game? Do we have to stop doing this show?
I mean, yes, you're right. They should not have kicked him out of this game. 100% facts. Should not have kicked him out of this game. Like,
because they do shit to keep stars in games all the time.
Honestly,
what the fuck is this league?
Is this like, yeah, I don't. And he's white too, which is even more surprising.
Yeah, but he ain't American.
That's all you need to know right there.
If he was American, it would be different.
Every time I see that little UFC like fighter's son who does like the push-ups and like fights all the other babies.
Oh yeah.
I think of Jokic.
He is like, yo, that dude. Is that dude a kid? Because that little dude, he rides four-wheelers.
It's just like Vern Troyer reincarnated as a baby.
Yeah. Now that JaVale McGee is in the game, Dan Hartigan won't stop texting me. He sent me 10 straight texts that just say JaVale McGee.
I mean, what's not to love?
Yeah, maybe he'll get to shoot a three. He's been working on him.
He should exclusively shoot threes. Listen, the Suns deserve this.
The Suns deserve this. It was written in the Sea Scrolls. We're happy for him. I'll cut straight to it. When are they going to piss test DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, they already did. They already suspended him.
Yeah, he got suspended. And now he's averaging double what he did in the regular season.
DeAndre Ayton is a kind of a cool first round draft, like first round pick overall, because we never fucking talk about him ever.
Yeah,
and he is a central part of who this team is. He's huge. He's probably more like Embiid than he is Jokic. He doesn't have the range, but he's just like
smooth.
He's smooth, man, and he's just like unlike Embiid, he just is like. He's solid. Like, you know, like you're not like worried about him crashing to the floor or anything. Like
yeah. That. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Benner try to tell us that Jokic was going to destroy DeAndre Ayton? And yes, I know this is based on Benner loving King of the Hill.
Hey, man, I'm wearing our King of the Hill shirt right now.
No, it's a really good shirt, but he was wrong. Benner, often wrong. He wasn't wrong about the Sixers, though.
No.
They did get control.
They did get control. And also, to his point, like, you know, just Doc Rivers being like, hey, Ben Simmons, could you make sure Trae Young doesn't do anything ever again? And that series flipped completely. There's absolutely nothing. But they were like, oh, yeah, you were all bigger than all of you. Like, they realized they were the Monstars.
Sometimes switching is dumb. But let's go back. Let's get back to that. It's just two of us, so we really got to milk the clock here. More Suns talk.
I'm happy for him, man. I mean, listen, we don't know. At least I haven't done enough internet sleuthing to know who started that fight in the stands. But that Nuggets dude who decided to go back for more, who like saw himself being filmed and then was like, I gotta go play for the camera, and then just got like Street Fighter uppercut combo like 76 times,
got his ass beat.
I mean,
and then no one helped him.
But listen,
Dan Hartigan made an excellent point that somebody should have helped him. I mean, and I know I said don't talk about the Sixers, like if this happened in Philly, that dude's getting shot. That dude's getting shot, and we have video
makes you believe, though, that security walking away. They had it coming. So, like, clearly, like, everyone was like, whatever this dude did before, most people were like, I'm not helping this guy. This dude's, like, not. Because, like, listen, I don't want to root for generally the state of Arizona, but I feel like the Suns have been, like, league pass darlings for a decade.
I mean, because they have nothing but lottery picks. They've got eight lottery picks on a team right now.
And then, like, this is Chris Paul's one shining moment here. It feels like right now we are living in a fucking State Farm commercial. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I'm proud of State Farm for sticking with the guy.
Ooh. State Farm execs right now are popping all of the bottles possible.
I mean, just the fact that he went to OKC last year to let you know that this dude doesn't give a fuck about anything.
He wants to win, man. He wants to win. And, like, this team is going to, I mean, I feel like this team has got to be the favorites right now. Going into the Western Conference Finals against Utah or the Snippy Snips.
And I don't mind that. I mean, it's all based on injuries. Paul George is being mental.
Donovan Mitchell. Attack of the ankle this weekend, by the way, with Donovan Mitchell and Kyrie.
I know.
Brutal. brutal.
Unfortunate, shameful.
Especially if you were, especially if you were somebody who took Brooklyn minus two today. If there's anyone out there who did that, I just want to say that I'm with you emotionally and financially, and it was still the right bet.
What I want to say about that is, fuck all of y'all, because I am the only man in America who believed in the Bucks, and I even stuck with it after game one. And yes, it's because everybody on the Nets is hurt, but still, life happens. Now look, it's 2-2. Yo, Stan Buttigieg was on ESPN talking about the shit was over. You're not even a basketball analyst, nigga. You're the anchor.
I mean, it does also kind of give a little bit of, like, LeBron took, like, dog shit to the NBA Finals. Like, dog shit twice. Once at the beginning with the Cavs and then the last one.
Yeah. Yeah. Carried a couple G League rosters with him.
Durant might be the greatest scorer ever, but I think seeing him, and yes, I know Giannis is an all-timer, but just kind of like this game today to me kind of laid bare the ultimate difference between KD and LeBron. Like, I don't, and that's not to say that Kevin is way worse or not, like, but I don't know. We'll see. You know what? That's not fair. We got to see how he comes out in game five. But
Peter, the difference is about 60 pounds.
That's true.
Maybe that's 80. The difference. Yeah, that's the difference. And young LeBron could really run people over.
Old LeBron runs people over. He just chooses not to anymore because he's got to
Stroll
the
deal?
Red carpet.
I don't think that's true, dog. I think he's old and I just think he doesn't want to, which I don't think it's a choice. I think he's like, I can really only do this if it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And the first round, then, he's like, if we're not going to make it, if AD's going down, yeah, I'm not.
Exactly. And it's like, there was times where it was necessary and he didn't do it.
He was like, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean.
And you know what? I don't blame him. He's put in like fucking, 16 years of this shit?
Yeah. His whole fucking life. My favorite thing about Durant is his commitment to not being chill with the media has gotten to a point where the media is just reporting on anything. They're just going to report harder. And he's going to keep saying, I'm not saying anything to y'all. And it's going to get so bad, a reporter is going to ask him about a shot he took in a game, and he's going to be like, I didn't do that. I never shot a basketball in my life.
Prove it. I dare
prove
you.
Prove that I did that. Show me the tape. And I love him.
Is Harden coming back?
Not when everybody wants him to.
I think maybe this honestly sets up the best for Mikey Bebop, because
oh for sure,
if this goes to seven, Kyrie ankle looks fucked, like he's not going to be right for a minute.
Oh yeah, no, it's the Mike James show.
It's the Mike James show. I mean, Sixers got to close it out tomorrow night or tonight, I guess. But it looks like that thing's going at least. I mean, well, it has to go six. It has to go six now. And Embiid gets to just do rehab. Also, Embiid is incredible. Incredible. He just is so much like they just don't have anyone to answer him. And also seeing Embiid, like he's going to do that to Brooklyn. Who's stopping him on Brooklyn?
There's no center that can fuck with him that's left.
What, Blake's going to try to like punch him in the chest?
I mean, you know, at least he could eat up some fouls. Just got to foul him. Try to throw his rhythm off, you know?
Claxton will get four fouls in like a quarter. I mean,
come on, man. You just don't want blonde dreads from your big in the finals.
Your toughest player can't have blonde dreads. Is that fair?
I don't even know if that's fair to say, but I'm saying it.
Listen, I respect whatever you say on the matter. I will not speak to it one way or another.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to elaborate.
Is Bruce Brown
the center? What if they put Bruce Brown on him?
Is Bruce Brown the PJ Tucker of the Nets?
I feel like Steve Nash was like, ooh, remember when PJ did tiny center? Maybe we should do tiny center. And it worked. It worked for a while. I was like, is Steve Nash a good coach? And then he just kept shooting them shits, and I was like, maybe not.
I want more Joe Harris. I want more Joe Harris all the time.
I mean, they got to tighten up on defense. They lost because of defense, because they let Giannis do his little Giannis first half bullshit in the second half, where he just, you know, he just Euro steps from the half court line and kind of, he's the only dude that I've seen who can like, he can be Euro stepping and then kind of slink his way sideways. He's very good at the sideways layup.
It was weird that like you watched the clips where just like Blake wouldn't let him get in front of him. And then Giannis realized like, oh yeah, all I have to do is take another freakishly wide step and I can still put my fucking Stretch Armstrong hands onto the hoop, even if I am 6 feet to the left of it.
Which maybe, you know, maybe that'll just continue to work. But when Giannis gets stopped in these playoffs, you're watching and you're wondering, like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Why is he doing the dumbest shit I ever seen? Why is he continuing to play like an asshole? Maybe he's figured it out.
There's no way that him holding on to the ball for 60 seconds, like Nick Cage can steal a car in the time that it takes him to shoot a fucking free throw.
Yes.
That can't be helping you. You got to just go, man. There's got to be something. If his brother, who comes in with 8 seconds at the end of every quarter to just like Tasmanian devil it, was just screaming at him. Who was it in that old commercial? Was that a LeBron commercial? What was that commercial where like someone's shooting free throws and the kid is just like talking trash? It's like the younger kid is talking trash. It's like a Nike commercial.
I'm sure it's a Nike commercial. They're the only people with commercials.
God, it's like he would be better off if he just shot it immediately without thinking as soon as Scott Foster passed him the ball. First of all, catch everybody off guard. Why not?
You know, I learned that about my, sometimes going faster helps. I used to try to be very elaborate. You know, I was like, let me do like an NBA type of routine when I'm shooting free throws. And I would brick every, once I stopped taking dribbles, I started making more free throws. And I'm just a dude. The ball's already in my hand. I'm ready to go.
If you love something, set it free.
For sure, man. He acts like he doesn't love it. I mean, maybe everybody thought they were going to get waxed because he showed up to Brooklyn with a polo bear taking a dick pic t-shirt and they got wiped by like 40.
I mean, if you're that horny, you just got to do like some fucking major league shit. Like, just start telling me, like, just start thinking about your scroll. You know what I mean? If in the 80s you were talking about like naming the models in the magazines, he's just got to be like thinking about his scroll while he's on there. You know what I mean?
Ooh, you gave me Major League 2. All right.
Oh, it's Major League 2. Thank you.
Yeah,
sorry.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yes. Sorry. I forgot about that. Yes. The catcher throwing back to the pitcher.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's just, okay, here's the analogy, and it took me a second to find it. The league is playing professional basketball. Giannis is playing NBA Jam. He's not playing the same game as us.
There has to be like another component to this, though.
Because that's why free throws scare him. Because there ain't right, no free throws.
He just doesn't even know what that world is like.
Yeah, he's like, why are there numbers on my jersey? Wait, my shoes don't light up when I get pushed? Where am I?
You know who has a NBA Jam size head, though, is Jokic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Benner.
Oh, Benner, too. Benner has a fat head. Okay, here's the thing. I will say that Giannis needs to do something else. He needs to do one more thing good. And I know I'm going back to LeBron, so crucify me. But LeBron,
no, it's fine. He is the basis of the league. It's like he's the big I Roman numeral on the outline of the NBA. We start there, and then the rest of them niggas is little eyes.
Yeah, I mean, like when you go to the finals with when you go to the finals 9 years in a row, you kind of become the standard bearer. And that's for what, sure. I just want, what is it? Like, what is it other than shooting? Because shooting is not going to happen.
Should be defense.
It should be defense. It should be rim protection.
For sure. He could do that.
He needs to.
They got to find a way to switch him in the paint. And so, because he can guard Claxton or whoever.
Yeah.
The dumbass bigs that Brooklyn got.
Well, that's why it's also just like, what if you trade Brook Lopez for, I don't know. I mean, even though Brook is like, he's like the second best 3-point shooter on their team. But like,
he doesn't even shoot him anymore.
I know.
Two seasons ago, he was shooting like 10 a game.
It's time for Budenholzer to just kind of move on, I think.
Well, you know, we just got to get him some real shirts. He looks crazy in the quarter zip.
Yeah, it's wild that I'm doing his laundry. Like, all of his collars are messed up. Like, dude, I'm pretty far away, but I'll keep mailing them to you if you want.
So, look, I mean, if Harden comes back, I don't understand. I'm just so tired of fucking opinions. Like, let's watch the game and react after. Because nobody is right about anything. And everyone's opinion is, I want the best guys to win. And that's not an opinion. That's little kid shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you, like, after you listen to this podcast, you're going to go listen to 6 other podcasts, and they're all going to say the same thing about basketball. Like, they're all going to say the exact same fucking thing. But, I don't know, isn't that what we want? It's like,
oh, no.
Like, yeah, okay. Like, all right, let's be that. Is Steve Nash a good coach? I'll go first. I don't really care. I don't really think it matters. He's fine. He seems fine. I mean, I would say, to your point, you said this a little bit earlier, it's injuries. It's just fucking injuries. Like, whether Sputter, like, Budenholzer might not get fired because Kyrie, like, ankle snapped. That's, like, you can extrapolate anything else, but unless you're, like, getting a scoop like fucking Shams, you're not telling me anything else that we couldn't already fucking, like, you're not telling me anything else we couldn't already know from just watching basketball.
Dog, I hate basketball.
Suns, by the way, are barely holding on in this game as we talk. So,
come on, man. Will Barton came alive, man. I love Will Barton more than basketball.
Will Barton is my favorite sport. Let's talk. Do we have to talk Jazz and Clippers? Can both teams lose?
No.
Can somehow the Mavericks make it into the Western Conference Finals?
Here's what I want to say about the fucking Clippers, Jazz. Seeing Luke Kennard in an all-black uniform with Mr. Cartoon LA hood nigga font on the front is disgusting and disturbing. When the Clippers wear all black, he should still have to wear a white uniform. That is my word.
Luke Kennard looks like every kid who plays GTA and then think they're going to look like really good if they like buy a sweatshirt, like repping San Andreas.
Bro, he's got a dumb head. He's got a small mouth and he's making $20 million a year.
Hey,
actually, no, it's closer to 10, right? Because it's like 60 mil. How many years they give him?
30 years. He's 30 a mortgage. Years. Luke Kennard is a mortgage.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I don't know. He's making some shots now, but who decided he should get 60 M's?
Lawrence Frank, I guess.
It's because they look the same?
I guess. It's like couples who look alike.
I'm never going to overpay a dude who looks like me.
No, I'm going to be wildly skeptical of anyone who looks like me. I'm be like, yeah, this guy's a swindler.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want him to do?
Oh, man.
Joe Ingles versus Paul George, still happening.
The best part about it is, like, whether Paul George likes it or not, this is the rivalry he deserves in the playoffs.
Yeah, he does not warrant LeBron anymore. You had one shot. You had one shot, and you got a Gatorade ad. Get out of here.
And the Gatorade ad appeared right after you clanked that one, too.
Yeah, it ruined his life. It legit ruined his life, dude.
Oh, man. I wasn't.
Sean Keen had the tweet of the year. You seen it, right?
Which one?
Oh, he said PG's next Gatorade ad is going to be him making a three to cut a lead from 8-5 with 30 seconds left.
That
a deficit, rather, yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
That's I know, because it's fucking true, man. He played good yesterday. You're only funky as your last cut, so at least he showed up yesterday. Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
I don't care. I mean, I am all in on Hooters with the Fellas right now. There's neither of those teams.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but Clippers Suns is at least drama. And it's TNT. True. We know drama.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no drama with the Jazz.
Yeah. Donovan and Rudy Gobert are friends again. Who cares?
Boring.
Jordan Clarkson spoke out against Asian hate crimes. Yawn. Next. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Utah has really gotten to him. It is like, to you, I mean.
Yeah, my bad. That was crazy.
You can't, like, Rudy Gobert, like, can't be this excited about a third. Like, congratulations. You are a three-time defensive player of the year who still at times gets played off the floor in playoff games.
He's just a goofy goofball. Being that big in French, it's got to fuck with your motor skills, man.
Hey, baguette.
Uh-huh. That's where I was going with that.
Oh, man. What else is happening in basketball? Glenn Davis said that the luck of the Irish got Kyrie. Does Glenn Davis forget that, like, he played for 74 teams?
Yeah, that's dumb. But, I mean, if you're Glenn Davis, you're definitely looking for an in back into free drinks in Boston. So, you might as well take it.
I mean, weed is legal in Massachusetts, bro. Go off.
That's what I'm saying. He could get his shit off now. Some white dudes are going to be like, we want to venture capital you because you... You said a thing we like.
Jamel, how does Airbuds get venture capitaled?
Bro, you tell me, man. We keep making fucking shirts for free. I don't know.
Well, so as a socialist podcast, and Benner is our lead socialist, now is the time to talk about how we get ventured on this episode.
Benner ain't no damn socialist. Benner loves money.
He's a Sino, a socialist in name only.
Yo, he's the one with the big lurch, size 15 feet. And then anytime we talk about shoes, he's like, oh, I can't get no cool shoes. And then I'm in Portland, the land of shoes. This store has the coolest size 15 sneakers that I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, here's a wall of them, Benner. And he's like, ooh, oh, what are those? Those are Jordan 8s, man. Jordan wore those when he shat all over Portland, as a matter of fact. 8-3s, if you don't recall. And he's like, next, not interested. All I want is SB Dunks. Let me see you do a kickflip first, bitch.
Yeah, he's a Sino. I mean, listen, it's got to be, and we got shout out to John Orand, who we accidentally yelled at about ratings and his job of reporting on sports media business. But like, I don't give a fuck what those ratings would look like. I think Sun Sixers might be the coolest fucking finals of our life. Is there a cooler finals from like a League Pass Twitter, NBA Twitter universe? Like, it's just going to be fucking wild. Because back to it, man. And like, listen, there's only like 8 teams who have ever won NBA championships. There's that crazy fucking stat when you go back like 25 years. It's basically just like Bulls, Lakers, Spurs, Celtics. And then you throw in the Mavs and the Cavs, Rockets,
Miami,
Detroit got a rando.
And that's it.
That's it. It's like a pretty select group of fucking teams. And the fact that you would have 2 teams who haven't sniffed this shit for decades, that's pretty cool.
I'm hyped for that old lady who yelled at the team in court. The Suns. I'm hyped to see. Y'all remember this lady? Like 4 years ago, it wasn't court. It was like
yelled at Robert Sarver.
Yeah.
We will post this. This is an all timer.
Yeah, man, that lady is lit right now. She's eating dinner at 7 p.m.
I'm watching it right now.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, cool is debatable.
She goes into like the analytics hard too. She like talks about his free agency strategy. She's not like, she is. First of all, I hope she's alive. Let's start there.
For sure.
And after that, I hope she is still set. Because like, listen, as a Cavs fan, ownership has nothing to do with this. It almost makes you hate your ownership even more. Because you think like, man, how many times could we have done this potentially if you weren't around?
It's for the real basketball fans, this is a great outcome. It's a great outcome. Chris Paul versus Ben Simmons is very interesting. Because Ben Simmons, yes, he's big as fuck. But I think we all agree Chris Paul is smarter than him.
This is Chris Paul's first Western Conference final, or just first conference final?
No. I mean, Houston.
Second round, I think.
Nah, dude. They were one game away.
Oh, you're right. The Clippers have never been to a Western Conference final.
Yeah, and they never will. But
except for maybe this year.
Maybe. You can't say cool without mentioning the Lakers. I'm sorry. And I don't even like the Lakers like that, dude. I'm actually like, me personally, Jermell Johnson is on some good written shit. But the country still wants to watch LeBron and AD and just see what happens.
They're going to have to retool. And They should just hide. Portland, cover your ears. Just get Dame. Just get Dame. Do whatever you have to do.
Peter, what's wrong with you? Peter, that's the most evil, sinister shit you ever said on this show. Peter, what's wrong with you?
What other options do they have?
Stop looking at Photoshops on Instagram. Okay? I seen your Discover page, man. Don't stop doing that. Because you're dead ass wrong.
What better if you're Rob Pelinka, who has done, he's made miracles happen. He made Kentavious Caldwell-Pope good. He brought Heath Ledger back to the dead from the dead. He's a miracle worker. What other option do you have to make the Lakers cool? Because Dennis Schroeder ain't it, my guy.
There isn't one. Fucking suck. Suck dick for the next 5 years. That's your best option. Laker Nation, you fucking idiots.
You got two more years of LeBron. Maybe.
Get Tim Hardaway Jr. How about that?
Oh.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
That's an upgrade.
He is appropriately paid, but he is underrated. He's better than CJ. He's slightly better than CJ McCollum.
Okay. I concur. Interesting.
Just a little bit more consistent with the three ball. CJ can drive, but who drives anymore?
Tim Hardaway is bigger than CJ McCollum, right?
I mean, for sure. He does, but that's not his game. His game is like legit 3-and-D, but way more threes.
CJ McCollum's listed at 6'3". Tim Hardaway's listed at 6'6", which means CJ McCollum is 6 foot and Tim Hardaway is 6'2".
For sure. And I don't think people, I think Laker Nation, he's not even on their radar because he's not cool and they're dumb.
Yeah, they're dumb. I mean, the amount of Kyle Kuzma talk that I have had to listen to and endure from Lakers fans from the moment he was drafted playing in Summer League is outrageous.
Like, you motherfuckers decided to keep a dude on a roster because he has cute lips. Like, y'all dumb as fuck, dude. Booing Brandon Ingram? How y'all even survive that curse is beyond me.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what the... I just get Dame. I don't know.
This is what you do. Here's what you do. Here's what you do, Lakers. Get Dame, get Luka, get Kareem, get Magic, get Cookie. And then you're only one guy away. You get all them and we're only one piece away. And keep Kuzma.
It's just Kuzma alone shooting in a gym. That's what Lakers fans want.
Lakers fans want every bucket he makes to be worth 10 points.
It's not. This isn't slam ball, guys.
Relax. Yeah, this isn't pinball. This isn't, there's no multi-ball. We got to stop talking about the Lakers right now. Say something about fucking Reggie Jackson right now.
Fine.
Better than fine. The Lakers would love Reggie Jackson.
Kill for Reggie Jackson. You're right.
You would kill.
You would murder for Reggie Jackson.
Come on. He's pretty good. I think we all knew Paul George wasn't going to be an offensive anchor once the playoffs started. Who knew it was going to be Reggie Jackson, though? The most dependable guy on the roster right now. Reginald Jackson.
The third. I'm happy for him. Listen, you learned from Chris Paul for a couple of years. Was he in Chris? No, he wasn't in. No, I just confused my Oklahoma City timelines big time there.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't know. Do you have anything else? I feel like we should get out of here at this point. I feel like we've done all the basketballing.
Basically, because this episode has to be edited 9 different ways. You have to weave it through the middle of a fucking basket or something. I don't know.
It's okay. Listen, I didn't do any of the business up top, so...
Oh, yeah, put it right here. There we go.
We can do the business here. I'll save this for the... You know what? I'll save the... We got one review, but I'll save it for next time. Because you deserve to go at the top. No. It should go at the top. We got a review. Dez Eve 23. I'll read your review next time, so that you can actually get some proper shine. Because it's a good WNBA shout. We should start off fresh there.
Oh yeah,
Jamel. Where can people find you promoting stuff? You're in Denver headlining coming up.
Yeah, Denver on the 25th. Come through. Come through because the people who booked me for the show said that people are asking about my credits. So
meaning what? Like you're not cutting it for them?
Yeah, as like you like, who is he? What's he been on? Come to the show, I'll tell you what I haven't been on. If you come, I'll run it down. Top of the list, Adam Devine's House Party. Haven't done it. Premium Blend. I didn't do that either. So check me out there. That's the 25th. One night at Oscar Blues Brewery in Denver. Tickets very reasonably priced.
And get a beer from the people who are saying, wait, who's this guy?
Yeah, who is this? It's me, bitch. It's Brittany, bitch. Besides from that, JamelJohnson.com. It's also BroccoliHouse.com. NBA Storytime is on the way. And more projects. I got something coming out with Famous Footwear real soon. That I'm working on every day until it comes out. So I'm doing that. What else do I have for
Watch
you?
Watch out, Drewski. It's America's most basketball comedian.
Drewski got it, bro. Here's what Drewski could do. Play me one-on-one. And the winner gets to have all the followers. What do you think about that? And
Game to seven, you get all of his followers, and if he wins, you give him 8 minutes of stage time.
I'll give him a bag of weed. I'll give him a huge bag of weed.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, that's been good. Oh, and you know what? Yes, my Famous Footwear project through followthrough.studio, we got the Rose Bowl flea market coming up. Me, Rob Hayes, and CJ Toledano are getting rid of some of our finer wares to make room for new wares. Me, I'm making room for new shit. They're trying to keep their relationships intact. So come to the Rose Bowl Flea Market second Sunday in July. I believe it's the 11th. We're going to be up there. It's going to be a lot of fly shit, bro. Like, these dudes got shoes on top of shoes.
Yeah. That makes sense. They've got,
so yeah,
you know, you work at Bleacher Report for that long, you're gonna get shoes.
Yeah, and Rob isn't gonna be there, so that means we can lowball some stuff. If Rob was gonna be there, he would demand we ask for resale prices, and we wouldn't sell anything because he would just talk about knowing your worth for 2 hours.
Good that he's not there then. That sounds like a win.
And I'm saying that's just so we can move units, bro, because I know Rob. Rob is my dog and I love him. But I know as soon as somebody hands him $150 for a pair of Jordans, he is not going to be happy. He's going to have a very soggy face. He's going to pull up StockX and he's going to be like, man, them things is worth triple that. I'm like, dog, we're out of flea. The title, it's got fleas in the title.
Yeah, there's no service charge on a flea market.
Yeah, no service charge on a flea market. No statute of limitations on murder. If you don't have a felony, get your gun license.
At Airbuds Pod everywhere. At Airbuds Pod everywhere. Anything else?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, peace. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.